Hand Tools is brought to you by EXO AutoWorks. EXO AutoWorks is Colorado Springs' home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment. Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/enharmonicstudios. Twisted Apes Bar and Grill. Twisted Apes offers a full menu, live music, and they're the home of Man Tools and Twisted Radio. Check them out at twistedapes.com. Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman services in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $35 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-634-2020 or online at facebook.com/madridmaintenance. Trevor's Beard is brought to you by The Beard Struggle. The Beard Struggle is my go-to for beard hygiene and styling products, so you should click the link below and use the code TLANE15, that's TLANE15, for 15% off your order.
Live from Twisted Apes Bar and Grill. Eric Madrid. Trevor Lane.
What's up, everybody? How's the week been going? Yeah, there we go. Center that shot. Somebody bumped it.
That happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're the only ones in the bunker.
That's true.
Yeah, I found evidence of other people in here. I did use a black light, and it was over there.
Well, this did used to be a...
It was on the audition couch.
Casting office.
Yeah, exactly. Twisted Apes audition. Is your band good enough? And we're fired. Anyway, how's everybody doing? It's been a hell of a week. Thanks, Zach, for jumping in last week, right?
Yeah.
Hanging out with us.
Saved us.
Saved the day.
Those are always... I don't mind doing those shows where it's just me, but they're so
not.
I can't imagine the audience enjoys them at all.
Yeah.
Because it's just me talking to myself on the internet, and it's kind of, I don't know, not as cool.
It's not the right platform for you talking to yourself on the internet.
No.
It needs to be, I mean, your OnlyFans, Only Beards page. That's where it's at. Well, sorry, everybody. I was up in Fort Collins last week. I started a new career path.
Working for the man.
Yeah. Laudable job, I think. I feel like I'm a good fit. It's I'm proud to say that I'm a PMA over at Statewide Fire and Water Restoration and Rebuild. So fixing, you know, putting people's homes back together.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. It's been nice. It's been a good couple of weeks. So it is very involved, very high, fast paced, and very taxing on the time.
Just, yeah.
You know, yep. a lot of clients. I want to get them sorted out. So it is weird not working for yourself, but you still kind of are. Does that make sense?
Yeah. In a, if you're in a like management type role,
yeah. You know, you're still in that, you're kind of the boss. But now you've got a big company behind you. It's not
and
like
PMA, I assume the PM is project management.
Yeah.
Yep. So then that's very task oriented, which is still kind of,
yeah,
you know, it's not, did I put in my hours? It's did the things that need to get done.
Get done today. Yeah. To get done. Exactly. Yeah. So it's, it's new, but it's not new. It's just a lot more territory.
Yeah.
To cover. I'm getting to see a lot more of Colorado than I usually do, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a pretty state.
Yeah.
It's a pretty state. Anyway, how was your week?
Not too bad.
Home front, all good?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing good.
The rats don't have the Rona?
No. They don't have the Rona. They are, man, I never would have thought of myself as a rat person, but they have grown on me just as much as everyone else in the family. And I finally got to the bottom of why Tootsie Roll wanted rats so bad.
Okay.
And I hadn't put two and two together. It coincided with her suddenly having an obsession with Paris. So what movie is that? Ratatouille. I'm like, oh, okay.
I saw that right off. Every time I was there for like 3 months, that's all she watched.
That is true.
Yeah, so Ratatouille. I don't know. Show her The Secret of Nim and that'll wreck her childhood.
She just watched that too. Yeah.
People are like, oh, didn't you watch cartoons as a kid? Yeah, they messed me up, you know.
Animal Farm.
Heavy Metal. The Black Cauldron. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? The Brave Little Toaster? That's a jacked up movie. Never look at clowns the same way again.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a hell of a show for you. What's up, Keys? How's it going? Carrie's watching. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. Get with us on our Discord, and you can chitty chat with us if you'd like. Yeah. What do we got up first?
I guess let's get into some news, man.
It's been an interesting one, that's for sure.
Yes, it has. So first up, we have this story from Vice.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for this.
The first funeral home in the United States that turns bodies into compost is now open. Recompose, located outside of Seattle, of course.
Yep.
Its first customers into soil after several years of development. Which, I mean, come on, even if you get buried, that's what you end up being.
Yeah, but not useful though.
Right. Yeah. Because you're encased in
in a lacquered, laminated, you know, box of some sort. This, George Carlin's been making jokes about this in the 80s. Now, if you really want to talk about recycling, let's get serious.
Yeah. What was that movie? Soylent Green?
Yeah.
It's people. Oh, fuck off with your ads.
You and your ads. I'm down with it. I would really like to do that. I think that would be pretty, like, yeah, you know, grind me up and put me in the ground and, you know, come back as a carrot or something.
Yeah.
Phosphorus. We need that phosphorus for farming.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a story that I forgot about. Damn it. Have you heard of the Black Hammer Project?
Oh. No.
I'm going to on is the fly.
Is that a weird offshoot of Thor?
Or? No. Buy me some time for a second.
Sure. It's going to get weird, but because my brain is going all kinds of comic book places with Black Hammer.
So they are I guess you could call them a militant.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Is that what I think it is?
Let me see. There we go. Black Hammer, Colorado. So the Black Hammer organization is, they want to get out from under the thumbs of us colonizers, which you can translate into white people. they have now, let me get this on the, their goal, or at least one of their goals, apparently was to get a hold of some land, which I can see this, the idea that owning your own property is a pathway to some kind of freedom from
sure
stuff, you know. Certainly you don't have a landlord breathing down your neck.
Yep.
taxes you're gonna have to
you
worry
just,
about.
You just gotta deal with that, yeah.
Right. So they GoFunded me. GoFundMe'd.
Yes.
Here we go.
GoFundMe.
This is the video I want. GoFundMe'd. And went and bought some property at 10,000 feet in Colorado.
Okay.
I don't know why they picked that spot, but they're here's where
it's
things
pretty.
Get weird. So we'll listen to this. Oh, she's the only female from the pictures that I've seen, so good luck to her. number one, especially if they want to increase the population, she'll be a busy girl.
Right.
And they recorded this right by this river, so you can't hear anything that she says. So anyways, let me see if I can get a better pic or video of their... Here we go. So this is their spot in Colorado.
Yep.
But
sure, that's 10,000 feet.
That's what they're...
That's not 10,000 feet.
Maybe not, but the thing that struck me is that they plan on farming.
Ooh. Good luck.
They do have water, as you can see.
Yeah, yeah, but good luck.
But getting the water to where it needs to be to turn that into...
You're going to need a lot of phosphorus.
Soil?
I think you're going to have that if they're not going to go to the grocery store.
So...
Can we zoom back in on their logo? I just have one jacked up thing to say about it.
The other thing is they call themselves, they have a constitution and stuff, they call themselves a dictatorship by the people. Uh-huh.
I'm confused.
They reject like democracies and republics.
So everybody's in charge.
Yep.
So that's pure democracy, not dictatorship.
No, they're I guess everybody's a dictator. I don't know. Again, it's one of those things. There's a lot of things that don't make sense with these guys.
Okay. They are the Black Hammer. Let's just take a look at their logo real quick.
Okay.
The dubiousness of their color choice. Like I went,
light.
I went to college for marketing, and here I am. You know, I'm like, if you're gonna match your logo, you really want to match your logo.
Yeah. The other thing that I find odd is so that you know, what do they call the symbol of hope for the colonized working class? As I said, their definition of colonized is basically anybody who's not white. So, they're taking from the group pictures of the people that have, I guess, moved out to make Hammertown is what they call it, happen. it's a mix of, there's a couple of black people, but mostly it looked like, as they call them now, indigenous or Hispanic. Can't really
sure, tell. Sure. Well, good on you guys for purchasing property. Number
hey,
one.
Yeah.
Good on you. If you guys need help, Madrid Maintenance will, you know, build you houses. It's not going to be cheap. Because you still live in the United States.
They have a very specific layout for their housing. Let me see if it shows maybe under images.
It's a cult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a little communist racist cult.
Gotcha. It's a skull.
Anti-whitey communist cult. Yeah, I don't know. I saw some image. They want to have like kind of African / Native American looking hut type structures.
It makes sense in the mountain desert.
Yep.
Yep. Good luck farming. So that yeah. Phosphorus.
Yep.
Back into the soil. Awesome.
So yeah.
Well, we'll keep everyone.
I remember that on the fly.
We'll keep everyone informed about their progress. That'd be a. I don't know, kind of.
And if they're really out there on their own, they could end up doing some composting with somebody real soon.
Real soon. That ties into our news story. All right, back to the news. That was a nice little...
All right, do we have anything more on this?
On composting people? Yeah. No, I don't think so. Okay. I found that this morning. I thought that was pretty awesome.
So I've got two stories that come as absolutely no surprise to anybody. First one here comes from the New York Post, of course, full of ads. Come on, can I scroll? Nope.
Let me scroll, please.
All right, well, I'll put it back on us and buy some time.
Yeah, bizarre.
Buying some time. There we go. Can I scroll?
So, if you guys are watching, what do you think about the commune up there at 10,000 feet? More like seven. But whatever.
So, as if anybody needed to be told this, COVID lockdowns have cost countless jobs, but don't appear to have saved any lives. I recently saw a graph. I should have pulled that up too. From the I always forget how it's pronounced, Mises or Mises Institute, where they attempted to correlate how locked down a particular state was compared to how many deaths they had, because obviously the narrative is the more locked down you are,
the less likely you are to catch a virus, which is a deadly, horrible, deadly, the worst disease in history.
Well, this looked like somebody shot a target with birdshot.
Yeah.
There was zero.
No correlation.
There's nothing. There's states that are totally locked down and they're doing great. But then the flip side is on that end of the spectrum, there are states that are totally locked down and the deaths are in the gazillions.
Right.
And then there are states that haven't locked down at all that have had a bad run. There are states that haven't locked down at all that are doing just fine. So it appears that locking down does nothing. It has zero effect.
Didn't help.
The people that are going to die are going to die, appears to be how this is working.
Huh. Darwin was right.
You're not stopping it.
You're not stopping it. Jeez.
So yeah. Some lovely pictures of New York.
Yeah.
Jesus. And as this continues to editorialize, we've locked down the economy instead of the virus, which, do you remember that tagline from the campaign? President Biden said, no, we're gonna lock down the virus and recover the economy.
Recover the economy.
Okay, well.
Never trust a politician.
No, don't. Especially one that's been doing it for 50 years.
God, I don't even want to go down that road. Let's not go down that road tonight. Not that road.
You don't want to go down that.
You don't want to go down that road.
Jobs are recovering slower in New York and other states that are holding on to restrictions, because businesses can't operate, or at least can't operate to their full potential, than states that fully reopen their economies. Even though continued lockdown measures don't appear to be saving lives, an ongoing study by Wallet Hub, I'm not really sure who they are, but fuck off with your ads.
The X does not work. We're just making you feel
okay. Awesome. Anyways, so no surprise to anybody. The other no surprise to anybody is this from the Vegan News. 73% of men would rather die 10 years earlier than give up eating meat.
I would.
I'm surprised it's that low.
Yeah. Me too.
I would guess. And of course, they have to pick like the gayest.
You could have had the lamb chop, not the hot dog. You made your point.
It's and I guess this is particularly out of Australia. According to a survey of 1,000 Australians, 73% of men would rather die younger than stop eating meat. And I would agree.
Again, I'm surprised it's that low.
When you die younger, you're just hacking off the literally shitty years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That's why we have our pact.
Even with the COVID stuff, it's like, so what? Everyone's just going to live forever if we, like, what is the, you know?
What's the magic number?
The kind of.
It's we want them to die in their sleep at 110.
I guess.
Everybody.
Sure.
Not me, man. I'm going out with my boots on.
Well, and it's like, okay. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, because remember that the whole thing.
Yeah, I do.
The whole thing was, look, everyone's going to end up getting this. Remember that?
Yep.
Everyone's going to end up getting it. We just want to spread it out.
We would like
so
to
that it doesn't
bombard the hospitals. You're all going to get it. You're all going to feel like shit, but we just need to.
Oh, also, we need ventilators.
Oh, by the way,
which those never really came into play a whole lot. I mean, there were people put on them, and then it seemed to actually be a lot worse because for those that don't realize how a ventilator works, it forces air into your lungs, oftentimes causing damage
more
that wouldn't
problems.
Have been there if you had just been left to breathe on your own.
It blows up capillaries if you're pressure isn't perfectly regulated, and how can anybody's be perfectly regulated?
So, yeah, not surprised at all. I would definitely rather die young than stop eating meat.
Younger.
Yeah. Yeah, younger. Yeah. Let's see, what do we got next? Oh, I'm not sure these are news, but they didn't really fit anywhere else, so we'll just roll with them here. I thought this, at least the first paragraph, was really cool. This is about... Motherfuck. Fucking ads. Holy shit. I am seriously going to start printing every news story into a PDF and looking at them that way.
Yeah. Hey, Keys, okay, are you still with us?
I scrolled down far enough that that should just go away. Okay, well. I wanted to really just read this first paragraph. This is about... This is about... losing your manliness as you age, or your feeling of manliness, anyways. Wow.
No more from them.
Okay. Fuck the Good Men Project. How about that?
Yep.
Anyways, the paragraph that I would have read, I'm now going to paraphrase because I can't actually read it because it just gets... I'll show you what I'm seeing. It just gets covered up by... It's not even an ad now. It's just a blank space for an ad, and I can't get to the point where I can read any of it. Anyways. The dude tells a story about how he was given this ceremonial like stick.
Yeah.
That's given in certain African tribes once a man becomes too old to hunt.
Right.
But it's a symbol of respect and deference because it means that now... even though his body is not useful, his wisdom and the things that he's learned from right. being around that long are what's going to be taken advantage of by the other men in the tribe.
It's like becoming a project manager.
Yeah. You all right, buddy?
No. I walked into a hot zone Monday, exactly like
being a project manager.
I walked into a hot zone on Monday and I didn't have a mask on. I had a regular old dinky, you know, it'll save you from coronavirus.
Sure.
But not the mold.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the insulation. Oh, yeah, I breathed it.
Well, that's the bad one.
I breathed it right in on one inhale and now I'm paying for it.
So you got a lung full of fiberglass?
I do. The plus side, I've only had like 2 cigarettes all week because I can't take them.
Well,
yeah,
that's an upside. All right, and then this I thought was cool. I guess it could have been under cool stuff. I don't know.
Whatever, it's beards. It's news.
So I'll read this out for the audio only listeners. It's panels with on one side a blonde guy with a beard facing a brownish haired guy with a beard.
Sure.
And the blonde guy says, I decided to get the vaccine shot because I think it's worth it. The other guy says, cool. And then the blonde guy says, what about you? And he replies, I decided not to get the vaccine shot because I think it's not worth it. And then they both go, cool, and leave each other the fuck alone.
This is how grown men do it, boys and girls.
That is what your attitude should be about. Cool. All vaccines, to be honest. I mean, I was saying to Zach, if they were, you know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I think this is a fair position to take. If they work, then why are you worried about it?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. If you're vaccinated, why are you worried about the unvaccinated potentially infecting you? Do they work?
If they work, then leave it alone.
Then don't worry about it.
Look, I think we mentioned this here, or I mentioned it to Heather. I was with my Grammy. There were parades in the streets when the polio vaccine hit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Legit. Because, I mean, she lived through polio. Like, didn't have it, but lived through that whole thing where you're pretty scared if your shit wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So, And here we are today. I do, and you know, the views expressed on Man Tools shouldn't be taken seriously by anybody. Shouldn't even be watching this shit, just as a disclaimer. And my opinion means nothing. Nothing. So when I say that I feel like, and that's a very, you know, chick thing to do, I feel like the coronavirus and the flu, this particular flu strain has gotten a lot more press and is being conflated.
You mean it has a better publicist?
Yeah. Let's try not to steal it, but it's just got a way better publicist. Came along, every time there's a presidential election, there's a pandemic in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Just let's correlate that. It won't be a shotgun spread. It'll be sniper right between the eyes. You had H1N1, you had swine flu, you had, you know, every...
Bird flu.
Yeah, you have them. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, but this one... The weird thing with this one, and I guess it was just, you know, you can go full conspiracy and be like, it was a conspiracy on the part of everybody that wanted Trump out to get him out.
Oh, I was going to go a different way. It was a conspiracy from the elite to not get busted for sticking their dicks in minors.
That's another possibility, of course. Yeah, I don't. All of that could be true. All of it it's could hard be telling. True.
None of it could be true. Maybe just people are fucking dumber than they used to be.
The other thing that's annoying me lately is we talked about it with Zach during the Patreon thing, how Joe Rogan took some shit because he said, and he's not a doctor, he said, I'm not a doctor. But his humble opinion is that if he was asked by, say, a 20-year-old healthy person, should I get this vaccine, he would probably tell them, I don't think so.
No.
And everyone went, oh, you're not a doctor. But then Bill Gates, who has a huge interest in vaccines for some reason, I'm not really sure where that came from.
Yeah.
But he comes out and says, oh, yeah, everyone should be vaccinated. It's like, well, Bill Gates. And it's, no, he's also not a fucking doctor.
Yeah. So
why is it okay?
Transitive properties of your statement.
Why is it okay that Bill Gates runs his mouth about whether or not people should get vaccines?
Sure.
Especially considering he has invested gazillions of dollars into vaccinations.
Yeah.
He's
got a divorce to pay for.
Well,
so.
Now he does. Speaking of that, Melinda, I got you, girl.
Right?
I will totally leave my wife free.
And your $133 billion.
No, but like... So... The one non-doctor, because he's pro-vaccine, pro... And again, Joe wasn't anti. He was just saying, I'm not sure those circumstances would warrant taking that risk. Because there are risks. Anybody that thinks there aren't risks with this is idiotic. I mean, first off, it's not approved. It's just authorized by the FDA right. now. Secondly, part of that was... The federal government had to agree that the producers of this particular vaccine would not be liable under any kind of litigation should any serious side effects come up.
Right, which is the first on record that this has ever happened.
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting.
And I don't know. It's a very strange... It's interesting times to be alive.
Yep. Well, with that segue, we're going to switch over. Are we done with news?
Yeah, I think so.
That's perfect timing, man. Yeah. We're going to switch over. We're going to hit a cool stinger. And then we're going to switch over and have Chuck from Twisted Apes joining us.
Well, come on in, Chuck. We'll just have him slide in.
Slide on in.
Right.
And... Wherever you want to sit, whichever mic you want to use.
There it is.
Mic drop. don't drop that.
So welcome back to Man Tools. It's bike night tonight.
Yeah, there's a few bikes out there.
Yeah, it's super nice. It's that cool sound of, or that cool.
There you go. All right.
the sound and the smell of, you know, gasoline and grease and leather.
Sometimes yeah. The smell of burning rubber.
Yep. We have a big parking lot, so, you know, they get a little rowdy.
Yeah, we actually had one burn off and broke it last year.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, he already had a truck and trailer on its way to pick him up.
He's like, nope, we're retiring this one.
His tire was already dead.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Thursday Night Thunder.
Well, we got, you know, we did give away different prizes from Indian. Indian does sponsor our bike nights. Of course, we got 250 domestics, great food specials all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I had the enchiladas for Cinco de Mayo. Holy crap.
Chicken Al?
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah, Brandon's killing it.
Yeah, doing great.
You know, of course, we got Zach playing some tunes. If you want to hear a certain song, he'll play it for you. Giving away some more prizes.
Speaking of prizes, let me slide over to that.
Yep.
I think this is it. Yep, this is it. We talked about this last week, too.
Are you a veteran down on your luck? Well, that's about to change. May 15th at 4 o'clock, our Veterans Appreciation Night starts at Twisted Apes. Tell us your story and why you need some wind therapy. Write in to twistedproductions2021@gmail.com. All sponsors.
This would be awesome.
Indian Motorcycle, Twisted Apes, Morty on the Moon, I Choose Nevada, and Beyond the Battlefield.
Do it because you need some therapy and can't afford to get one. You know, and that's what this is all about. You know, with John Tegan's foundation, and which I heard he's on his way here now.
So, no, don't keep playing.
They just keep playing.
So May 15th, we got a lot of stuff going on here. It's Military Appreciation Day. Color Guard bringing in our flags. That's going to be pretty cool. Some bands showing up. Big auction. We've got lots of stuff donated for the auction. It's all going to a good cause to help the vets, you guys.
Yeah. We got some Man Tools merch in there. We got some, looks like we got some Indian hats. To get that going on. Oh yeah, did you goose that one? You goosed it, bro. Goosed it, bro. I'm nuking it. Nuking it. I'm three, bro. Dude, I'm not number one or number two. Yeah, number three.
I was spinning the wrong knobs.
Buttons aren't toys, Trevor.
That's right.
Cheese and rice.
Yeah, we're doing a giveaway as well. Because when we went out to hang out with the guys at Indian, they gave us a couple of hats, and we were like, what can we give these away? And they're like, sure, you just can't sell them.
Right?
Sell them. We want to give them to you guys, our listeners.
No, we want to give them away. So what we're doing, all you have to do is send us a message with two screenshots, a before and an after, that shows that you started following us or liking us on some social media. I don't care which one. Just... Man Tools without a like, and then Man Tools with a like. I don't care. Like Zach brought up, well, what if you unlike it and then do it just for
don't care.
Well, you got us.
Right?
Be it on your own heads.
Right.
But you send us a screenshot that shows that, you know, basically what we're hoping for is some people following us on platforms where they didn't follow us before. So
yeah, so if you guys want to pick up one of these super awesome hats from Pike's Peak Indian, make sure you send us a shot of like, a new like. You like us on a platform. Yep. Any platform you got. Shit, we're on every single one.
Everywhere. At Man Tools Media.
Yep.
Let's see. What do we got?
So probably for the best, Carrie. Probably for the best.
Did you guys see the new venture that Twisted is into now?
Is it the thing that's parked out front?
Yes.
So, have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
A long time ago.
You ever broken down on your motorcycle?
Luckily not.
Right? But what if you did, and you were just sitting on the side of the road like, fuck, nobody's going to come get me. You know what?
Twisted Toe is now in function, or operational.
Yep.
It's not a roll off. It's not a slingshot, whatever they're called, or a quick snatch. It's literally designed only for bikes.
Yep. So it's a full on launch ramp that you can get. It's off the back of the truck. Pull your bike up. Get so it goes on the truck, and then you get to go where you got to go.
Right. And then I'll be forming a membership for it too, which is kind of cool, kind of like a roadside assistant program, you know, because you wait for roadside assistance half the time you're waiting 2, 3, 4 hours if you got roadside, and half the time they bring back something you don't want your bike to go on. You're like, oh, I'll push it.
Yeah, the tow truck guy shows up.
So with the neat thing about this, it's bikers actually towing bikers.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then it's also in memory of Monkey Mark that owned Motorcycle Transport up in Denver. He was murdered last year, and he was a good brother of mine. So,
oh, Twisted Toes. More of that on Man Tools. You'll probably see them on the
sponsorship
page. So, as soon as that logo and everything drops in, it'll be up and running.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds like a really, like, something that a niche. That is probably quite empty.
there's a few out there. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But it's not, you know, everybody thinks that oh, their roll-off is. You know, I talked to another buddy of mine that his tow truck business is actually next door to my other building. And he's just like, Chuck, I'll send you all the roadside assistance stuff you want, because, I mean, it's not worth me rolling a huge roll-off down there to do a roadside assistance.
Right, yeah.
And he goes, you know, you can save the bikers and you help them. And so that's what we're doing. We're, you know, and then we're also going to do safe ride homes. So, you know, if your bike gets drunk.
Right. Your bike gets drunk.
Right. Uh-huh. You know, or your kid, we call it your kid, you know, or the girlfriend or whatever you want to call your bike. We can make sure they get home safely. Yeah. We're just a call away. And I'll be having all that information here at the beginning of next week, probably.
Sweet.
Awesome.
So you heard it here first, folks.
Twisted Toe.
Brought to you by the Man Tools, Twisted Apes.
And veterans, be sure to get in on that giveaway, especially if you, like me, I put my name in. I don't know how long it's been since I've ridden a motorcycle. Probably since we were at camp, to be honest.
Probably, yeah. Jesus.
One of those little dirt bikes up there, but
yep, it's been a minute.
So shoot that story over. What's the email address again?
Twisted Productions 2021 at gmail.com. That's what happens when you hit your head too many times.
Yeah, it's just a little, you know, I'm a vet, here's a little bit of my story and why.
Yep.
I would be a good fit for this bike.
Yep. Tell your story. Win a motorcycle. Some wind therapy.
And just don't do it because you already have one or you want to add it to your collection. This is for somebody that really can't afford it and everything like that. And that's what we're trying to shoot for, so they can be part of something that's really helpful. Because I know when I get out on my bike, hence I just bought a new Indian. And let me tell you, the wind makes you sleep really well.
Well, it's like you said. I stole it, by the way, that joke. You'll never see a motorcycle parked in front of a therapist's office.
Nope.
And I forget the guy's name at Indian. He was like, well, unless it's the psychiatrist's.
Yeah.
Getting their own therapy after listening to us crazy idiots. Yeah.
That's his ride home. Well, all right. That's,
I'm out of here.
About midway through. Thank you, Chuck, for joining us.
Thanks
here
for
on
hanging,
Man
man.
Tools. Let you slide on out.
Get it. Oh, jeez.
You know, we need a bigger bunker.
Or we just need to lose some weight.
But we're saying, I vote a bigger bunker.
Yeah, that brings us to another of our great sponsors. Nearly from the beginning with these guys, EXO Autoworks. And the script is right there. As always, Man Tools is brought to you by our friends at EXO Autoworks, Colorado Springs' home of, as you can see there, the $30 synthetic blend oil change. EXO knows that finding the problem is the first step to getting your car right, which is why they provide diagnostics at no charge in most cases. They also do fleet services, fluid services, repair services, and so much more. They work on all makes and models, including high mileage cars, and they offer a 24,000 mile, 2 year nationwide warranty. So call EXO at 719-375-3232 or go online to exoautoworks.com to book your appointment right away. Thanks, EXO.
Had tacos yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. I follow them religiously on their Instagram because sometimes that shit's funny. And it's so interesting because if they get something crazy and they're working on it, they'll show you like what's going down.
Yeah, they will.
So cool. So always fun to watch. Apparently they had because they're so busy, somebody brought tacos in and it was like maybe build it yourself out of the lunchbox.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
super awesome. Cool.
And of course they sponsor our tool of the week, and we have a doozy if this loads properly.
There'll be ads. It's tonight's show. Yep, there will be ads.
That seems to be how it's going. I don't know. It's just going to be blank. Can I reload it?
Well, this is New York.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake. So, while we're doing this, we'll have a little, you know, because I was all disheveled when we got here.
Yeah.
Some more man chat.
All right.
You know that point in your life when your dad stops talking to you like you're a little kid and he starts talking to you like you're a grown-ass man?
Mm-hmm.
It happened with my granddad at some point. It finally happened with my uncle. I had dinner with them last week while I was working in town, and we finally got to sit down and, like, you know, do the thing. Like, oh, you know, come over for dinner. We had dinner. We did a chat of work and stuff, and, you know, I brought scotch. Because here's the thing. If you go to somebody's house and you know they're a chef, you are insulting them by bringing a wine.
True.
Because they already know it's going to go with what they're making. Yeah. So you bring dessert and then you leave the bottle. So bring your favorite scotch, your favorite whatever, and that's your after dinner, you know. Man, that needs to get written down in the Man Tools Rules Handbook. I don't think we wrote that one down. Sorry, Van Halen's on.
Yes, they are.
Dude, did you see the fucking meme with Van Halen and the guys from Pawn Stars?
No, I did not.
It's like a cutout. It's like a cutout of Eddie Van Halen sitting there with his guitar, and he goes, "Well, do you have any?"
Best I can do is 20 bucks.
Best I can do is 65 bucks. And then all the threads. Hey, I don't know much about this guitar. If it really belonged to him, can I got a buddy I can call. Like, oh my god! Sorry, I found that wildly amusing at some point at 5 o'clock this morning. Still not loading. What the hell was it, Trev?
All right. Well, this it's you got to see it.
Got to see it. It was our tool of the week. Sack of dicks.
Tell you what, I'll just Google the thing and see if I can find it from somewhere else.
Oh yeah, and fun fact, there's no Verizon service in Fort Collins. They have 5 Verizon stores. The only way I got Verizon service is when I went to this Verizon parking lot and store parking lot and jumped on their free Wi-Fi.
Here we go. I found it, finally. Jeez Louise.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So
I mean, I'm not shocked.
This young man,
I'm surprised it took this long.
Created an OnlyFans account for his mom. And of course he wants a piece of that. Pretty sure
the cut. He wants a cut. He doesn't want a piece of that.
Well,
meet your next pillow.
Why do we make hopefully there's at least images, because you need to see this mom.
Oh no.
They have a picture.
Is it, you know, Stacy's
mom?
There
she is. Yeah.
How old is this kid?
19. the mom is like 30. I mean, probably not 30, but
yeah.
You get my drift.
yeah.
Had him very young. Now, the part that doesn't bug me is the wanting a piece because or a cut.
See what you're doing there.
You know, if he puts work into this thing and it's making money, then
oh, sure.
Sure.
They're Yummy Mummy's money maker.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is that's someone else. I'm trying to find, see if it shows her.
No,
it's oh, we can skip the ad. Let's see. Sweet. Let's see. That is not.
Wrong thing.
That is not the same story.
Wow, all these right. Guys are terrible. So there's no picture of the mom.
Doesn't look. It looks like this is the wrong one.
Or maybe it is.
Hathaway.
Yeah, she is. That is her. Former Playboy model. That's her.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, she has an OnlyFans now, like everybody that.
Sure. You know, every woman in her 40s.
Their work. Their legitimate work has been shut down or whatever. They, uh-huh. You know, slide over to their other marketable assets.
Well said. Her 13-year-old daughter serves somebody else.
These are other people that have done similar things. Yeah. The creepy part to me is the fact that the son is involved in this at all. Like, for whatever reason, the headline seemed to focus on Annie has the nerve to ask for some money. I'm like, well, if he helped make the money, I don't see a problem with that part. The part I see a problem with is going, isn't my mom hot? Here, look at her vagina. I came out of that.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you would have to be an absolute fucking toolbox to even think.
Yep.
If I was asked, and it sounds like this was his idea.
Sure.
If I was asked by my mother, and even if she looked like that, I'd be like, I can't be involved with this. I'll find a friend of mine who knows the technical stuff to help you.
I got you, bro. Zach could be all over that.
Fuck, dude. That's your mom.
That's your mom. Come on, man. What a tool.
There were some other pictures that I was hoping it would show. Maybe if I just go back and do an image search. That sounded bad.
It's not a Greek restaurant, guys.
Here are a couple of the images that I found rather disturbing. So on the left is
mom.
Son and mom. And there's a couple others where it's like...
It looks like prom pictures.
Like they're...
A couple?
Something different going on.
I don't think they want to be an OnlyFans. I think they're just jumping right over to YouPorn.
Yeah. Forget stepmoms. I don't know. They look. Some of these images, and I think these are just their regular, hey, we went out and did this thing, pictures.
Yep.
We're
models.
Yeah.
We're all models.
So, yeah, this guy, Hathaway, is our tool of the week.
Congratulations, bro. Way to go.
And let's see. What do we got next? Now I got things all out of sports. Get into some sports. NHL scores. Oh, where are we at? There we go.
That's yesterday's.
We got today.
Let's do today's. Finals. Devils over the Islanders. Penguins. Holy shit. 8-4 over the Sabres. That was a final. Final in overtime. Blackhawks 2-1 over the Hurricanes. We got the Maple Leafs and the Canadiens. That's kind of not even a... That's not even real. It's like Canada versus Canada.
Right?
You know, it's like... It was like a high school scrimmage, but it was still 5-2. Rangers, you guys fucking suck today. over the Bruins. It's not even real hockey. That's Americans. So it's not even real hockey. Don't worry about it. The Canucks over the Oilers. That is still in period two with 10:57 left to play. That's anybody's match because the Oilers, they've been doing all right this year.
And then this week, instead of like the plays, we're getting the top 10 goals.
Nice.
So,
wait, do you have footage? Hold on. Do you have footage from the game last night where everybody fucking brawled it? Like,
no.
Damn it. I heard telltale of this. That.
Which game was it?
I wasn't paying attention. My guitar player was talking, and I don't care when he talks.
Well, I looked up. As I usually do, plays of the week for that week, and usually there's a headline related to some big event, like, you know, this guy scores big, and
yeah.
But there was no like these teams beat the shit out of each other. Or anything
there was like that. Apparently like whatever.
Well, maybe we'll see a piece of it with the goals.
Maybe we'll see a piece of it next week. We'll have to find it.
Markov sets up Duclair all alone. Makes a move and tucks it in.
Too far out of the crease, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
Goal by the Duke.
I know how
to play. The look by Barkov is like, you got to be kidding me, 91.
Where was the defense for the Chicago Blackhawks? And if you give them that time, what a move by Duclair. There you see Lankinen. He's out way too far. He can't dive back. And now a pass ahead. Springs O'Reilly and Duclair for the winner. He scores! O'Reilly has done it again! And it ends a wild night in St. Paul as the Blues win it in overtime.
This pass here, that's just great hockey sense. Finds O'Reilly right on the tape backhand, and then O'Reilly gives the goaltender the forehand here. And
that was
then,
pretty.
For John Gibson to control the rebound.
Vilardi to Anderson, and he's got a yawning net to tie the game.
Well, this is a big-time play. Watch this little backhand spin around a pass.
That's teamwork.
It is beautiful. And he drew Shattenkirk towards
him. Buddy.
So Shattenkirk, all his attention on Vilardi, and then a little behind the back, between the leg pass, and an empty netter for Anderson. Wow.
That's big where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be.
In regulation, Fowler cuts to the middle. Fowler deeps, shoots, scores.
He busts through the forest.
Hey. I kind of fell asleep on that one.
Yes.
The defense was just kind of, he'll have the puck. We're doing stuff, but none of it is effective.
Watch this. Between the legs of Athanasiou. So that one-on-one breakdown breaks down the entire structure of a play.
To Krejci. Right, I'm going to try to bring us up to the top.
Krejci. The movement to the forehand side. Quick release beats Markstrom. Right there, kind of bobbles through. He finds it. Doesn't try it over.
Somebody just wanted to know you did, bro.
Gathered back in by the Hurricanes, and they miss you. Here comes Barana. Barana right in.
Another one right to the top.
Jacob Barana displaying his skills right there.
Or if
there
it was like a
cunt
hair higher, it would have gone over at the bar.
Yep.
Talk about artistic to score a goal. He goes to his backhand. Turns back and goes high.
A week ago in Edmonton, but that's a tough game to play. Here's a chance, scores! Austin Matthews
sleeping goalie,
takes a puck away. He's
jeez.
Got his 35th of the year.
Whoa,
look
at his reaction.
What just happened?
Can't even believe what
just
transpired
his payroll.
There.
Quick hands, quick release off the post and in. And that reaction says it all.
That was
league scoring leader continues
shoot
on.
This Joe Jacobson.
Right? Say it is so, Joe. Say it is so.
All right. We also have some World's Strongest Man stuff. I wanted to see this. There should be a video here. Yep. A 640 kg deadlift from the mountain, Hafþór Bjornsson.
Hafþór.
Oh yeah, we're not doing 15 minutes of this. See if I can find the spot.
Hey guys, I'm here at Strong Gym in Dubai. I'm finally back in Dubai with my good friend Larry Wills and Mark.
Should we warm up here?
Let's choose warm up here. Then when we both warm from that side, we'll just move here.
Perfect.
Jeez.
Yeah!
Nice. Reminds me of my Planet Fitness commercial today.
Still warm-ups.
Setting it down very lightly so no one kicks you out. So they want to have a comfortable, welcoming environment for people new to the gym.
Where's the...
First, I'd also for your...
There's the big one.
Where's the big
one?
There it is. Incredible. In May, or if I look bad on camera, I don't care about that. But I care. Hey.
Still warming up. Where's the big one?
All right, guys, we just finished an awesome session here.
What was that?
I don't know.
Fuck you, Thor. All right, well, in other World Strongest Man news, I should have just skipped that one. Or watched it first so I knew that it was going to be so lackluster.
I mean, come on, Trevor. Do your homework. This is a quality program.
That's right.
We demand excellence.
The 2021 World Strongest Man event list has been finalized. They released it today. So for the qualifying rounds, day one, they'll have a loading medley, a squat, a deadlift. Then day two, we'll have fingers. Those are fun. Those are these big, like... railroad ties that they lift up and they're on a hinge. It flips over. a train pull. That's fucking awesome. Qualifying round day three, an overhead press medley, a pickaxe hold. So probably either a pickaxe like this that they have to hold for time,
uh-huh,
or if they're really a gangster, two that they have to hold like this.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. And then stones. And then the finals. I don't know what the Giants medley or the Titans turntable is.
They go wicked, wicked.
But then they'll have, apparently sponsored by Rain Energy Drinks, Cake Toss. And then day two, they'll have a log lift. I don't know what this acronym is, NAC. Maybe another sponsor, deadlift. And then, of course, you have to finish with Atlas Stones.
Yep.
So that is coming up in June. Let me see if it has the dates. Yeah, June... I saw dates here.
Yeah, 15th through the 20th.
Oh, yeah. In Sac. In Sacramento.
Because we're going.
No. Okay. That's news to me.
We got to go. Let's go do it. Let's get our tickets. Email Andrew and tell him, hey, bro, we're coming to do live coverage for Man Tools. Come on, Andy.
That brings us to... the week in history.
History.
So, this week in his history, May 6th, 1994, the Channel Tunnel linking England to France is officially opened. And you can see one of those, then there, Euro trains going through the Euro Tunnel.
Yep.
May 7th, 1945, Germany signs an unconditional surrender, effectively ending World War II in Europe. May 8th. 1919, the first transatlantic flight by a Navy seaplane takes off, and we talked about a transcontinental flight last week.
It identifies as female now.
that's good. But they're both from like way back, you know.
Yeah.
When planes had been around for like 6 minutes.
Yeah. Like seriously.
The guts on these guys to climb into these unproven...
Yeah. That big old albatross right there.
Bathtubs powered by fucking rubber bands.
Yep.
It's just...
balls of steel.
Crazy. May 9th, 1864. This is always going to be included in this week.
Mm-hmm.
Union General John Sedgwick is shot and killed by a Confederate sharpshooter during fighting at Spotsylvania. His last words are, they couldn't hit an elephant at this distance.
It's
never... probably after some aide was like, "General, don't you think we're too close?" And he went, "Ah, I can't hit an elephant from this." Okay.
Never gets old. Every year.
May 10th, 1872. Some herstory. Victoria Woodhull becomes the first woman nominated by a political party for president. And that was with the Cosmo Party. Her running mate was Frederick Douglass.
So, this whole
first
Clinton thing and Harris thing, you guys, seriously, get your shit facts straight.
Let's see, May 11th, 1960, Israeli soldiers captured Adolf Eichmann in Buenos Aires. I love the whole, a lot of the fiction that has to do with the, well, or fact, with the Nazis getting to South America. Movies like The Boys from Brazil, if you've never seen that, that's a great flick about
X-Men.
Potentially cloning Hitler.
Yeah.
Well,
Magneto's hero arc.
When he goes down there in first class.
Wreck shop.
Yeah.
Yep. So good.
Oh, another good one is The Evil That Men Do. Charles Bronson.
Uh-huh.
Hunting down, I think it was Mengele was the big Nazi that he was after in that. Let's see. And then finally, May 12th, 1926, the airship, I'm not sure if that's a hard or soft G, Norge or Norge, becomes the first vessel to fly over the North Pole.
Well, and it was also the Hindenburg disaster.
It was. That was in there.
We do it every year. Oh, the humanity.
I know.
Oh, the humanity.
I went with an airship that made it this
time. That made it, yeah. You know, 2020 was a negative year, so we were remembering the Hindenburg. This year, we got the Norge.
Being a little more positive.
We got the Norgi. The Nye Norgi.
And that is this week in his story, which brings us to the end of the show.
You see that sled with the jackass and the donkey?
Yes, I do.
They just didn't give a fuck back then. They were ready to get after it.
That was it. Could you imagine just being like the guy that goes, "I think I'll take a blimp to the North Pole," and then goes to like the government and says, "I need money for what? To take a blimp over the North Pole." And they went, "You crazy fuck, I'm in.
I'm in." You had me at North
Pole. Don't you have to talk to Congress or anything? No.
No. No. We're in.
Here's a stack of dollars.
Stack of rubles.
Go.
Just a stack of rupees. Just get after it. Here's our gross GDP. go do it, you crazy bastard. Speaking of crazy bastards, we'd like to thank our sponsors. Yeah. EXO Auto Works and Harmonic Studios, Twisted Apes Bar and Grill, Madrid Maintenance, and all offsite video production
provided. We're going to have to change that Twisted Apes Bar and Grill to like Twisted Industries.
I know, it's going to be Twisted.
Because
we're
getting into so much stuff with them.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with the Twisteds. It's all becoming intertwined.
Which, speaking of, I'm trying to, I might as well mention it on the show. I've been posting it in a couple places. If you have something to say and would like to do a podcast, a video podcast in particular, our goal down here is to get like, I don't know, Monday through Thursday, a few hours every day of shows happening.
That's right.
So if that seems like something that you would be interested in doing, the rate is very reasonable, especially compared with other places that are trying to do anything similar. Get onto the Twisted Productions Facebook page and message Chuck about, "Hey, I got a podcast idea," or whatever, or "I have an established podcast, but we're looking for a new spot," whatever the case may be. Obviously,
equipment provided.
I think it looks pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I kind of
it's perfect.
Steamrolled your
perfect because that needs to
momentum.
Everybody needs to know about that. You guys want in on this action down here at the bunker? It's a great place to do a podcast from. You can obviously grab guests at any moment, the sober or not.
That's wonderful.
It's wonderful. So moving on to towards the end, if you guys are watching and or listening on any of our platforms, we dig it. Thank you so much. We are at mantoolsmedia.com. at Man Tools Media on all social media platforms if you want to check out our merch. It is at redbubble.com/people/mantoolsmedia. That got pedantic.
Yeah, it did.
Our Patreon.
Somehow our old link broke, and I don't know how to build it again. So
it broke.
We have to use what Redbubble is giving us.
Patreon. If you become a Patreon member, a lot of cool things happen. It's just $5 a month. Thank you, Rebecca, for becoming a Patreon. Patron on Patreon. It is at patreon.com/mantoolsmedia. I know, it's such a bizarre way to say two words. One word, two ways. Mantools Minions at locals.com. Become a minion for $5 a month. It's kind of like a patron, but we make you clean toilets and build death rays and weapons of math instruction. Like sex tents. It's a weapon of math instruction.
I guess.
Man. All right. Upcoming events here at Twisted Apes. We have a ton of stuff coming up. Nectar is happening tomorrow night. And apparently, Carolyn Lane commented on a post.
Yep, she sure did.
Nectar is happening tomorrow night. Saturday night, the Voodoo Hawks here at Twisted Apes, the return of the mighty Voodoo Hawks. The Ashtones, that one's going to be interesting. I'm pretty stoked. That's coming in on the 15th. As well as a whole bunch of other crazy stuff happening the 15th, if you guys were listening to Chuck earlier.
That's the military appreciation night that they're going to be given. That's when they'll actually be giving away the bike.
It's the 1 year anniversary of this place.
Yeah.
Being open. So come on down on that one. It's going to be great. And join up on follow, like, or all of the above the Twisted Apes page for all, you know, specials and things and happenings that are going on. And with that, I feel like that's been worth every penny you've paid for this show.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Patreon, we last week did an extended stream with Zach talking about COVIDiacy. So be sure to check that out.
I think I'm going to have to patron and then be able to watch that. Again, thanks, Zach, for covering on that. I was stuck in the Fort of Collins. Yeah, there's no service. No Verizon at Fort Collins. It's whatever.
Well, I think that's it.
That's it.
Good night, everybody.